Have you enjoyed a cold Coca-Cola yet this summer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bart Elmore, professor of environmental history and core faculty member of the Sustainability Institute at The Ohio State University, explores the environmental toll of doing so.
Coca-Cola sells nearly 2.2 billion servings of its beverages every single day. And those sales have a big effect on our environment. Refrigeration represents the single largest portion of Coca-Cola's greenhouse gas footprint, representing 30 to 35% of their total emissions. In recent years, Coca-Cola has tried to address this problem by switching the refrigerants used in its cooling equipment. For years, Coca-Cola largely relied on hydrofluorocarbons, HFCs, compounds that have a global warming potential that is sometimes thousands of times more than carbon dioxide. But after environmentalists raised concerns about the climate effects of these chemicals, the company began in the early 2000s to invest in new cooling equipment that used carbon dioxide as the chief refrigerant. In time, Coca-Cola also invested in machines filled with hydrocarbons, including isobutane and propane, because these hydrocarbons had far smaller heat-trapping potential than HFCs. Yet despite all those efforts, refrigeration remains a massive portion of Coca-Cola's overall climate footprint, in part because coolers and refrigerators use so much energy that is often generated by burning fossil fuels. Which raises the question, might Coke move beyond thinking about replacing refrigerants to thinking about whether they need all those refrigerating machines turned on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, on every street corner and rural road from Alabama to Zimbabwe?
That was Bart Elmore of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for The Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.